Having fun, being different.
Ah, does it get any better?
So, we're talking about being different, and I think all of us had felt like we're different in some way or another sometimes. And the thing is that when we're talking about being different, so what would the opposite be? It's like being normal, or being like everybody else. Is basically the opposite to different. So being like everybody else, it's also a pretty tough challenge, because how many persons do you know that are exactly the same? Not many. Everybody is different. But for some reason we are bought into the lie that we're supposed to be the same. So we have this planet with 7 billion people where everybody is very different. And the target should be to be the same. So we have all these different systems, structures, ways to try to get people to be the same, look the same, say the same, have the same opinion, and just buy into that. So, like we were talking about this morning, of when you become a mother, you should be like this and this and this. So it's basically all the shoulds. And woulds, and coulds, and shoulds, and shoulds, and shoulds, and shoulds, and shoulds.
Should haves.
Should haves, should be, should do, should in, should out, should off. So being different. So when you're being different in this reality, if you're showing up really different, what does that create?
Distance to other people
might absolutely might do that.
Fear. What they call fear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's cool.
Inconvenience.
Insecurity. Yeah. Are you talking about from others or for you?
For me, actually.
For you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just asking because the three first things was more from others, but that was more from you. See, that's the thing. So if you are being different, or you are acting different in this reality, it creates a reaction from, let's call it the majority of people, from a big group of people. And that might create rejection, separation, judgment, fear, uncomfortableness.
Being bored.
Being bored? They or you?
For me.
For you? Are you being bored when you're different, or?
Not for being different, but to be with people. Yeah, a lot of people.
You get bored from being with a lot of people?
Yeah.
Because they're different, or because they're not different?
Because I don't feel I fit in that reality.
You don't... Okay, you know, exactly. So, when we don't fit into somebody else's reality, or even what we talked about this morning, were what they expect us to be, what they trust us to be, that creates this reaction a lot of times. And if you're not willing to have other people having that reaction and still choose for you, you basically have to go back and fit into their universe in some way or another.
So you contract yourself, you
know? Yeah, exactly. And
yummy.
So when we're talking about having fun with being different, these things are really kind of important to become aware of and to acknowledge that, first of all, you're super psychic. So if you choose something different and somebody else reacts, and whatever the reaction is, that they might feel uncomfortable or angry or something else, if you pick that up and you are not aware that it's not yours, it feels like it's yours. And then it feels like, oh, as soon as I do anything different, it just creates this and this and this and this in my universe, so let's never do that. Right? And it's like we're so psychic. It's so easy to pick up on that uncomfortableness from other people. But guess what? It's not yours. It's really time to acknowledge that when you're willing to be different, just be you. And I can tell you, be you is probably the most different, the most deviant you can be in this reality.
What does deviant mean?
Deviant, albeit,
yeah, very different.
Yeah.
So you're being, basically you're being very different from the norm, the normal parameters of this reality. So having fun with it starts with acknowledging that it's not your anger, it's not your uncomfortableness, it's not your judgments, it's not your fear or whatever it is.
Exactly.
It's not yours. And when it's not yours, you don't have to do anything with it, except you can just be aware of it and still choose for you. And then it can be really fun, actually. So just walking into an environment, being you, and the other people in that environment starts to feel uncomfortable, if you're just enjoying that, it can be hilarious. You don't even have to do anything. Just walk in and be you, be different. Just show up, and they get so uncomfortable. And it's like, this is fun. You know? Because it's kind of fun. I remember when you and me met in the beginning, and you were a little bit uncomfortable around me.
A little bit?
Yeah. I could almost not stop to...
I know. It was so annoying.
It was so annoying. And now she loves me. That's the important part.
No,
but you see, and so it's all about having fun with it. Because it's basically the other person's choice what they want to do with it. If they want to be uncomfortable, feel uncomfortable, be angry, be in judgment, or whatever it is. So why do they have to have that reaction? Absolutely.
For me personally, it was to reject all men.
Which matches with keeping their reality too. Yeah. Absolutely, the reality at the moment. And there's also a level of keeping the rightness of their point of view. Defending the rightness of the point of views they have decided what's right. So for example, If you just tap in, or if you just think of your mother for a while, do they have any points of views of how you should be?
No.
Anybody ever had a mother who had points of views of how you should be, what you should do, when you should do it, and why you should do it?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
This and many lifetimes.
Yeah, so that's an example of, like, that's the point of view that is projected at you. And then, being different from that will create a reaction from her, for example, and then it's up to you what you want to do with that reaction. Because you cannot change her way, in this example, of reacting. It's her choice. But you have to decide or choose what you want to do with it. Because you don't have to react back. You don't have to react at all. You just have to be aware of that. Oh, that's her reaction. Cool. Awesome for her. Apparently she has a lot of shit going on. Cool. Dane usually uses that. Oh, that person apparently has a lot of shit going on. Cool.
So.
Sorry, Simona. Yeah, Vlad, you go.
Can I ask something about that? Because I was like, did I want into a reaction or what? My neighbor, I asked her last week to actually turn off not turn off the music, but just
turn it down
yeah. a little bit, because my mom was overbearing, she was sick. And then she sent me an SMS. Yeah, if you stop laughing, because I hear you laughing all the time.
Wow.
And I was like, so my message to her back was, okay, ja visst, jag slutar skratta.
Yeah.
And then she sent me a message back and said, oh, I don't mean bad. I mean, laughing is nice and so, but you laugh too loud. And then I looked at my message and I was like, did I went now into reaction? Because I could have answered in a different way, right?
Yeah, so how did you answer?
Ja visst, jag ska sluta
skratta. Aha, you answered with, okay, yeah, I will stop laughing.
But
then
I was like, oh, but this is a reaction from my side.
Yeah, so it was a so was it a reaction from your side? Yes or no?
I get a no, but writing like that, I could have said, okay, I will laugh, I will lower my voice.
Yeah.
Can you please lower the music?
Yeah,
but
you could have.
In that, because that made a reaction on her again.
Yeah, you could
right.
have.
Yeah.
That made a reaction of her again, but what was the reaction? From her. What was her second reaction?
What did she write?
She wrote back, I have a memory.
No, but, but what was the energy of her second reaction? That, no, laughing is not something you should stop.
I don't mean that. Don't stop laughing,
no.
But you can like it. Yeah.
Yeah, so see, so thanks
the
for bringing that up. I will take this to the next
okay,
level because that's a great energy to look at. So when you're being different, it creates a reaction from people who are not in allowance or willing to be that. Okay? Whatever it might be. And we can use your example. So you were laughing differently. Let's say that. And she didn't like that.
No.
So as soon as you said something, she used that against you.
Yeah.
And reacted against you.
Mm.
This is where you can either react or act. Basically, you can either start, continue having this crap coming back and back and back and back and forth in your life, or you can have fun. And acting would create fun. Because if somebody is reacting and you're willing to act, you will control everything.
I get that,
yeah.
But I don't explain.
Yeah. So, the thing what happened with your example, you wrote back something. Did that create exactly the reaction you wanted to? Yes or no?
Well, she turned off the music.
Yeah. And did she also give you permission to laugh?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah,
thank
you're manipulating
you.
Bitch.
Now I get it. Yeah, thank you.
But yeah. Do you see?
Yeah.
So again, was it a reaction or was it an action?
It was an action.
And how many times are you making your actions a reaction?
Mm.
Because you should, because that's what you do from where I come from. And that's what we did in my family.
Mm.
So, everything that is, times you would say, can we destroy that cradle?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pun and poke, all nine shorts, boys and meals. Because, really, look at this example. What she wrote back was brilliant. Mm. She got exactly what she wanted from the other person. This is really how we can have fun with being different.
Mm, thank you. It lightened up my world now. Yeah, thanks.
But if you're not willing to be different, you have to judge yourself and try to fit into the box where they don't judge you anymore. So being willing to be different and having fun with being different actually requires a couple of things. You have to be willing to be judged. If you resist judgment, you have to be as normal, as real as possible to fit into their reality. The other thing is, like, you have to be willing to be controversial. Because just being different is controversial for most people. Because, especially here in Sweden, you should be normal. You should follow all the norms and shoulds. And if you're not doing that, you're controversial in some way. And if you're not willing to receive the judgment from that, you have to contract yourself and go back to their box. But as soon as you are willing to be in that judgment, have them judging you if they want, you have the freedom and the space to choose whatever you like. And if we're talking about fun with being different, it's not about walking around laughing all day.
No.
But having that big space, I can tell you, you will never contemplate it's not fun to be different anymore if you have that space. Right? It will just be fun to have that space. Constantly. So everything that doesn't allow us to be in the storm of judgments of being controversial.
Like,
can we destroy
that
and create that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good or bad, put and poke all night, insurance boys and the us. Cool. Mats.
I tried to get it. Come up something about that. It's kind of if you get attacked.
If you get attacked?
Yeah, if you're being different. When you talk about it, you get the energy of being kind of attacked. Like
okay.
Like it's a force coming to you.
Okay. From others?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, if you're being different and
they will attack you?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, but if you're under a form of attack for something,
yeah,
and you choose to stay to be different,
yeah,
and there come another attack and another attack, when does it stop?
Yeah, that's a great question and a great energy, because that's basically what we have been, how we are constantly being pushed back to the contracted space and limited space of being what everybody else wants us to be. And a lot of things in this reality, a lot of the structure and the systems are built up to basically be that energy that you're describing as an attack. Maybe it's not an attack, but it doesn't matter because that's what you're perceiving it as. It's like, if you're sticking out, if you're being different, we have the Yanta law, where everybody has to be equal and don't be too much. So, if you're sticking out, everybody can jump on you and tell you how you're doing wrong, and they can project these energies and they can tell you you shouldn't do that and blah, blah, blah. And it's from everybody because they're just following this Janta law. It's basically more people that is following that law that isn't even real that are following the real law book.
Yeah.
You know, that everybody is looking at how to break, how we can get out of, how we can do different, how we can slip away from, how we can navigate through without getting caught. But the Yanta law, no. So yeah, it's coming again from other people and from family and friends and blah, blah, blah. And the thing is that we are not getting attacked. It's actually we ourselves that are deciding that we are attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're deciding that by buying into the crap. So if we would stop buying into that anything of that is true, we would be totally free. So how do we do that? It's the same word as we have used a couple of times today. It's allowance. So you have to be an allowance of you being different, being an allowance of you choosing differently, being an allowance of you that other people are reacting on what you're choosing, and that's not the only part. You also have to be an allowance of other people choosing what they're choosing. Be an allowance of their judgment. Because if you, for example, would judge me for something, and I'm not in allowance of your judgment, I have to react on it. So it becomes this war between us, from my point of view, from me. But if I'm in allowance of your judgment, maybe you're judging me because I have a purple sweater today, and you're projecting that really, really hard on me. Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa. acknowledgement. Yeah. Hey, cool. Hey, how are you doing?
Like an Italian. Hey.
How are you doing?
Hey, women, have you noticed that we have quite a lot of men today here?
Yay!
How did we get that?
I'm getting it! 2013!
So, but if I'm in a...
Listen!
We have way too much men here today. Yeah. Yeah, too much competition. Yeah. Let's get rid of some men.
Yeah. Turn out the balcony.
Yeah.
Just begin with Jesper so we can have this apartment.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, and then maybe... And then maybe we can have this apartment just as a weekend thing, a shag apartment.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Let's start this pub.
Let's
have a shag apartment. The best apartment in Malmö. We don't live there. Why would we live there?
What would it take for more men to show up in my class?
Just talk to me.
Lisa,
yes, Lisa,
what did you
I'm
do
yours.
To lead them into this track? So, back to the allowance. If I'm in allowance of the other person's reaction, I don't have to react back. And I can act. And then it will never feel like anybody's attacking you anymore. Like, because who cares? So if you are having or projecting or judging me for my purple sweater and... Oh, that's a gay look. But I'm not having any reactions to it because I'm just in total allowance of your point of view. It doesn't feel like an attack because it basically feels like, okay, cool, you know? So, if you feel attacked all the time, really ask for more allowance.
Yeah.
Because that will create the space, yeah?
Because... I'm working with kids to grow up their empowerment.
Yeah.
To get more democracy for them, to decide more for themselves.
Okay.
And when they create more for them, it creates some heaviness for other people working there.
Yeah.
And they always try to change the rules for them.
Yeah.
So when they are growing and they can see that they are really growing and take decisions and choosing from another place, the rules changing all the time.
Yeah. So are they trying to control them?
Yeah.
To disempower them?
Yeah.
So they can have control over them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can sleep good at night?
Yeah, because they're frightened.
Yeah, exactly. So everywhere, we have experienced that in our own lives. And therefore, it has some charge in our life. Can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Yeah. Right and wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all my shirts, boys and meals. So, basically, people will choose what they choose as long as they choose something, until they choose something different. So, what you can do is you can be the invitation to them to show them that you don't have to do that to the kids. You can also do it like this. You can also be like this. And it might take a day, or a week, or 10 years. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't have the answer because it's also up to what they're willing to choose. But the only thing you can do is to be the invitation to them. And this comes to our whole lives, actually, about being different. You cannot... tell anybody else to start being different or to start choosing something different. You have to allow them to choose what they want to choose, and one day, maybe, they will choose something different. Who knows? You have, and one day you started. Maybe they will, and maybe they will start one day. I have tried to change a lot of people, I can tell you that. For example, my sister, where I have seen what capacity and potency and possibilities she has. But that's just my point of view. It's not correct. It's not even right. Mm. Her point of view about her is the only right point of view there is. And it's her point of view. It's her right point of view. And as long as she's defending that one, she will only have her right point of view. But mine is not better. I just have a different awareness.
Yeah? I have a question about that. So what do you do with people that you, for example, work with, comes and pay you, and asking for change, and you do see the capacity and the potential and everything, and nothing is changing, and then they say like, oh, you can't help me, or I don't know, I really want to change, but nothing is changing really, they just go back to their contraction again and again and again. So what do you do?
I kill them.
I know.
I said I wanted to have fun.
Because
it was a joke. But it was also a lot of vanity, because actually one thing that I've started to do from the fun of it is to kill them with consciousness.
Energetically, I will
talk more about it. But one thing that is actually really fun to do is, I call it kill them with consciousness, because it's more fun than saying I'm sending them consciousness, because it's so I kill them with consciousness. So I just overflow them with consciousness, which normally will lead to something. Either they start to choosing something, start to change something, or they get this consciousness in their universe. And they basically have to go away. So we'll always create something.
Yeah, but you lose the client. And you haven't...
And I lose the client and I win my life.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
I know that, but it's about that contribution I can be.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, if I'm sending them consciousness,
yeah,
I will be the contribution I can be.
Okay, good.
Because if they don't want to receive anything from me, that's the only contribution I can be. Have them go away.
Uh-huh. Okay, good.
Because they won't receive anything anyway. So being a contribution to them, if they don't want to receive anything, I would basically just kill me. Because I have to fight and fight and fight to get through.
Yes, because every time I hold on to my clients that will not, that are not willing to receive what I can give them, I actually hold on to my...
So if I have a client, like in that example, and I'm over and over again getting really tired from having them as my clients, I know that I'm fighting something and I'm not getting through, and they're not receiving and I'm not receiving, and I'm just aware of that. Okay, something needs to change here. And then I'm willing to not have a point of view if I'm changing something next time, if they change something next time, or if they go away. Because this is destroying my life.
Yeah.
I don't have time to be...
Or not fun.
It's not fun.
It doesn't have to destroy your life, but it can just not be fun.
No, and basically if I don't have fun, it is destroying my life.
Exactly. I get to that. And actually, I have an awareness that I am there, because the last time... client changed the appointment or said that the person couldn't come, I couldn't care less. I was very happy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, good, great. What can I do today?
So
that
when
will expand my day.
Exactly. So when I see myself fighting other people, it's also an energy of trying to defend something. Defend that I can, or defend that I will change them, or trying to defend something. And I'm basically fighting them instead of being the contribution. And being the contribution might just be something different. Which Lisa will talk more about soon, by the way.
Yeah.
We're always going to each other's classes.
It's so funny. So being different is also the willingness to let people go.
Yeah.
So everywhere we are defending for and against being different, can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. And what invention of being different are you trying to prove that you are by defending for and against the difference you truly be? Are you choosing? How did that happen? So everything that is, that's good. See, can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, or bad, put and poke, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. How did that happen?
Can you run it one more time, then I have a question?
Yeah, since I just said, how did that happen? I can probably.
What invention?
So, what stupidity are you using?
Are you just the invention?
No, you said invention.
Okay, what stupidity are you using to create the invention? I honestly, I like that.
It
just fell from the sky. Sorry.
Do you know that the first time when I now announced it that I could reap almost every clearing without a problem? I've never ever had that in my whole life.
Hey, so you're not defending being different. That's great. I am. So Jonas, we're defending being different.
No, but you know, just the way. But I was like, oh.
Sorry, I can't recall that at the moment. But what we can do is we can do, what stupidity are you using to create the invention of normal? No, defending for and against normal. Are you choosing? Oh, there's something else. So what stupidity are you using to create the invention of defending for and against normal? Are you choosing to create the life, living, and reality you're choosing? So everything that is sounds good saying. Can we destroy and create all?
Yeah.
Put a book on and shirts, boys and beyonds. So what stupidity What's stupidity with defending against being controversial are you using to limit your life, living, and reality? Everything that is, that's a good saying. Can we destroy and create all?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, or bad, put and poke, all nine shows, boys, miss. Did you have a question? It was a while ago.
Can you please repeat that? I'm sorry, being controversial.
So what stupidity are you using to defend... No.
What stupidity with defending against being controversial?
Yeah, so what stupidity are you using to defend against being controversial? Are you choosing to limit your life, living, and reality? Everything that is sounds good, Steven. Can we destroy it and create it?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, put and poke, all nice shows, boys and
beyonds. I remember, I have this feeling of when I am in allowance of others' judgments of me.
Yeah?
That I lie to myself, that I should listen to them. Because, I find this reality really weird. Often, it's like, and I don't understand if I can be right about what I'm doing, because I always feel like there's something I haven't been told. Like everyone else knows what the fuck is going on, and I'm so, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So what if you didn't have to do anything right or wrong? I mean, so you see that, you're aware of that, you're just acknowledging how fucking aware you are, and you don't have to make that right or wrong. You can just, oh, that's weird, that's stupid, okay, interesting. And then you don't have to make your right or wrong, which means just to be different, you don't have to make yourself right. You can just choose whatever you want to be anyway. So everywhere, when we are functioning from this, right or wrong, we can basically not choose that much anymore. We either have to choose for and against. And you end up a little bit in that by choosing for and or against this reality. And being different can also instead just be to be whatever you be, whenever you be it. And it doesn't matter. Which actually sounds more fun just to say it. Yeah, and I mean that also can take some practice because we're so used to doing the right thing or against the right thing. Like that's basically, we have only been trained to do the right thing, and we have only learned, teached ourselves to do against the right thing, right? So everywhere that is running our lives, can we just try and create that?
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, put and poke, all nine shorts, boys and meals. So it's really about also what we talked about early in the morning, to get out of and unlock ourselves from all the definitions of who, what, where, when, why, and how we be. So we instead can have this space to choose who we want to be, where we want to be, and whenever we want to do whatever we want to do, and have that space of free choice, which will be very deviant, controversial, and different, according to most people.
It's so heavy around this definition thing.
Yeah.
It's just,
what? I didn't hear you.
It's heavy. It's just so big. For me, for me anyway.
Yeah.
It's just,
And it's like, and now I know him since before, so I know there has also been an energy that we have talked about before of the standards he has decided he has in life. And then we're not talking about how nice the house is or what salary he has in the account. It's in all areas of life, like, no, that's beneath my standards, I'm not doing that. Which is excluding choices and possibilities. Instead of just embracing whatever choice and possibility there is. It's like not being willing to be poor will not help you be rich. It's not the choice that will help you be rich.
And
then we have this other part that we were talking about before too. When we're defending our image. I've never done that though. Like, No, I would never do such a thing. Because then we basically have to decide if we're for or against something, and then we have to hold on to that and defend that we're keeping that position. Like, politics is basically built on that. You decide whose side you're on, and then you have to do everything according to that and defend that. And choose to that and prove that you're choosing and defending that.
What also shows up is this willingness to do whatever it takes to create whatever you like to create.
Yeah.
That showed up in my universe now in the last 2 weeks. It's like, okay, am I actually willing to do this? Okay. But why am I not willing to do it?
Okay. Yeah, so why are you not willing to do it?
Back to the standard thing.
Oh, so is it beneath your standards?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, it was. Cool. That was. I was lighter. It was.
Several layers of that.
So it's everywhere
not,
we have
it's
this.
Just not, okay. Now I don't have any standards. Just
so everywhere we have decided, that we have to exclude everything we have defined to be beneath our standards. Can we destroy and create that?
Yes. Yes.
Right or wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And, yeah, sorry, wait. Because this is really, so what invention of normal are you using to defend for and against the life you're choosing? Okay. Everything that is Tansu saying, can we destroy and create all?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Right and wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nine shirts, boys and meals. Oh gosh. What invention of normal are you using to defend for and against the life you're choosing?
So,
Everything that is stands good saying can we destroy and create all. Right, wrong, good, or bad, put on poke all night, short place, mess. Wait, Lisa, just one thing, one more thing. So what invention of different are you using to defend for and against the life you're choosing? Everything that is stands good saying can we destroy and create all. Right, wrong, good, or bad, put on poke all night, short place, mess. Yes, sorry, Valeria.
So you mean that I have a person that I'm working with and she's like having all the checks from the secret book of a universe on her wall about receiving $40 million and da-da-da-da-da. And what you're saying that I this gave me an awareness, but she's not willing to be poor. She's not creating any money, just to tell you, with this thing, which is very interesting for me. And her life is not bad. She has things, but she's operating from the lack.
Yeah.
And that, so you mean...
So basically you just said it. She's operating from the lack.
Yeah.
So it basically doesn't matter what she does.
Okay.
She can do whatever. She can do secret, she can do access, she can do whatever.
Yeah, she's done a lot of access. Yeah.
But she's operating from lack, which can only create lack.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when she's willing to let go of that as the creation, she will be able to create something different. And one of the biggest reasons that she is operating from that is probably because she's defending it.
Yeah, so that was what I'm interested in. So you mean you have to be willing to be poor to be able to be rich?
So include
all the universes.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, basically yes, and at the same time, it can be hard to grasp. But everything you're not willing to be
right.
You're controlled by.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I like.
So if you're not willing to be poor, you're basically controlled by it.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to be whatever it is, you're controlled by it.
So if you have a reaction or a point of view.
Because whatever you're not willing to be, you always have a reaction towards, for or against. So all the reactions we have for and against, what we could be choosing, destroy and create that.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, put and poke, all nine shorts, boys and meals. And there's also another part of creating something and choosing something. When you're not willing to lose, you cannot win. And it's not about winning, but to win something, you have to put yourself out there to risk to lose.
Mm.
And the risk can be more or less, but you have to be willing to risk losing, otherwise you cannot win. And then losing and winning, it's not about that, but just be aware of the energy. If you're not willing to put yourself out there, to jump into the game called your life, your creation of your living, you can not create very much. So everywhere we're not willing to do that, can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nine shows, boys and meals. Gary's actually, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, he's actually really interesting with that energy because he has built a fortune or a lot of money 3 times in his life and got broke and built it up again.
Mm-hmm.
Which, when he's talking about this energy, there's really no charge on losing everything. It's very interesting. Because he knows that he can build it up again if he likes. And he's also aware that he doesn't have to destroy it again anymore, like he have done sometimes. But there's no charge in losing everything. You can just build up something new. So, everywhere we have decided that losing everything would be the end of our lives, destroy and create that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, wrong, good, or bad, put a poke, all night, shirts, boys, and yes. Yes.
So how does that go together with making a demand of something change?
Making a demand of something change doesn't necessarily go together, but it also does. But making a demand is just making a demand of a change.
Yeah, because you're refusing that it continues to be.
Yeah, and as long as you're refusing it, you're not making the demand. So So, for example, when if I'm allowed to use Leeson as an example because it's so good example, when we met, she had this thing going on with money that she has talked a lot about in many money classes. So I will probably not offend her, but she also, as soon as she started doing Access, she also chose that, okay, this is changing, no matter what it takes. That's a demand, and if you notice when I said no matter what it takes, includes the willingness to lose everything else, because no matter what it takes.
And to do everything what it requires.
No matter what it takes. Exactly.
Yeah,
so no matter what it takes includes that you're willing to lose everything else. And it's just a willingness. It's not about you have to get rid of everything else to create that. So everywhere we have misidentified and misapplied, misidentified and misapplied things, that doing what it, no matter what it takes, means we have to get rid of things. Can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right, one good, bad, put on top on our shirts, boys and girls. Yes.
I'm not sure if I'm getting it, because sometimes it seems like, you know, some things don't go together. Like, okay, if you want to have a lot of money, then you can't also stay in the situation that you are in or let it get worse.
No, and you're actually correct, because making the demand of doing whatever it takes, basically, if you're not willing to change anything, nothing will change. So if you're saying on the Sunday evening, or no, you're saying in the last, the December 31st, you're saying, oh, from tomorrow I'm going to have a totally different life. It's a new year, new beginning, new possibilities. And then you wake up tomorrow and do everything exactly the same as you did before, nothing will change, ever. Doesn't matter that it's a new year or that you made a demand that didn't mean anything. Yeah.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you.
Like, when you say about making a demand, like, it's... For me, where I'm looking, like, I know that I want to fucking kick something out of my life, but it's like I don't know exactly what it would be like to get to that place where I know that I want to get to.
Yeah.
Like, so it's kind of like, it's more like a refusal of something that I know than it is reaching for the other place, because I don't know that other place.
Yeah, so what's more important for you, the change or to hold on to the control?
Yeah.
So basically, thanks for that. By the way, her answer was holding on to the control. But it's not the point, because I didn't say that to make her wrong. It was more the energy of like, so if you're not willing to lose your control, don't expect too many changes. Because you can only receive the change that you have decided you can control. So losing something is not always losing the thing you love the most, or losing all your money on the bank account, which a lot of people think. It's about be willing to lose all the points of views and the rightness of your points of views, or everything you're holding on to and defending. So, what stupidity are you using to defend the rightness of your points of views so you can never lose anything? Are you choosing? And everything that is sounds good saying, can we destroy and create all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all night shows, boys and meals. So, like, just for a second, tap into the energy. What would be possible for you if you were willing to lose everything? All the definitions, everything, all the right points of views you have, all the experiences you have, it's like if you would wake up tomorrow and you have lost your memory, would you have more or less possibilities? More. Would you have to ask more or less questions?
More.
Would that create more or less? So how many things, because how many things have we already decided is not possible? That if we didn't remember that decision, would be possible. So everything doesn't allow you to forget all the conclusions and limitations of possibilities you have decided you have. Can we destroy and create that? I don't get that, but if I call my shit, but something else. Yeah.
So I have a question about that too. My friend, this friend of mine, we had this discussion like for 3 hours.
I would like to meet this friend.
Yeah, he's very interesting. And then
I wonder if she's talking about herself. You know, a friend of mine says that she thinks you're cute.
No. Okay, so we talked about decisions.
Yeah.
And then he said, "Of course, but you have to take decisions. What are you talking about?" And then I tried to explain, and it didn't work. And then he took his Jonas. He said,
yeah.
And he said, "Okay, so tell me, how do you do this? You have a proposal from a customer, and you have to decide in this moment if you are going to accept it or not." It was about business.
Yeah.
You have to send this proposal in this 10 seconds. You don't have any more information.
Yeah.
Because I said you have to ask questions so that you can get more information. But he said, this is, you have to take the decision now. So, how do you explain that? No decisions. Or you can take a decision and change it 1 hour later?
Yeah.
So you can't decide.
Yeah, so the thing is, like, when it's again, like, when we're talking about different words, there is a different vibration of making a decision and making a choice.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
the choice is...
talking about choices.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So because the choice is easier to just change and choose again.
Yeah.
And the decision is more like a lifetime
finite
thing.
Yeah.
Like, when we get married, that's a fucking decision.
Yeah.
Will you take this person forever and ever into love and lust forever till the death do you part? That's a fucking decision. And a choice is more like, am I going to have 4 or 5 pieces of sugar in my coffee today? I think I did 4.
2 or 3 kids.
And then 2 or 3 kids. No, that's a decision. And so yeah, if you have a person like that, and I mean, you have an awareness of, like, ask more questions, you get more information, so you get more clarity and less confusion about what you want to choose here. But if you can't get that because you have to choose now, just choose something.
Yeah.
Just choose something and you will get more awareness. And, I mean, it's like... So one thing, one really super easy thing, so for example, traveling a lot and booking a lot of hotel room. And there's one site on the internet called booking.com where you can book things and you can normally have a free cancellation till the day before. And sometimes like 4 or 5 weeks before, sometimes you don't even know if you're going or what day you're going. And you're certainly not aware if this is the place you want to stay in 5 weeks. So I just book. Choice. And the closer it gets, the more energy I get on if it's correct or not.
Yeah. Interesting.
So just choose and you will get awareness. So everything that doesn't allow us to just choose and choose again, can we destroy and create that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, put in book on our shows, boys and meals. And everywhere we are misidentified and misapplied decision and choice, can we destroy and create that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, put in book on our shows, boys and meals. My gentleman Mats, the word is yours.
Right now I'm stepping into this place, feeling of being an alien stranded on this planet and not understand anything.
Oh, is that true?
Yes and no.
Yes and no? That's confusing.
It's
so,
more yes, but I reacted kind of a little bit being scared of
it. So what's the value for you to... So when you're doing that, are you checked in or checked out? Are you present or not present?
It feels like present.
It feels like present? Truth? So where would you like to be? What would you like to change? That's so everywhere everybody else checked out, can you now come back again?
Thank you.
So, see, so not to make you wrong in any way, I'm actually just sharing with everybody else. That's why, that's how I picked up that you were checked out. Yeah. Everybody else checked out. So, are you willing to come back here?
Yes.
Are you willing to take over your body again?
Yes.
To be in that? And send out everything that doesn't belong there? That isn't you?
Yes.
I return to from whence you came, never to return to me, my body, or this reality.
Yes.
And everything doesn't allow that. Time's a good ceiling, right and wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nice shorts, boys and beyonds. So, how would it be if you would be totally present in your body? Really nice. Okay. So are you willing to take it back, claim and acknowledge
yeah.
you and your body?
Yes.
Cool.
Once this came up, the time before,
yes.
there was someone talking about asking me if I'm walking, and I was kind of freaking out.
Okay, so I'm not sure we're going to go there in these 5 seconds on this topic, but I'm totally willing to talk to you about that later. And everything that brought up, can we just destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, put and poke, online shows, boys and girls. See, here's the thing. If you are going to give yourself the chance to be different and enjoy it, you have to be willing to be there. To claim and acknowledge you, your body, and your life, and your living. And it's not against anyone. It's for you. It's for you. Which means it can include everybody and everything. But when it's against somebody, it's just this fight of reaction again, against everything. So everywhere we're not willing to be, different. Huh, no, actually, that's not what I'm looking for. This is what I'm looking for. As Barney would have said in How I Met Your Mother. Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it.
Dairy.
Legendary. And here it's coming. See? What stupidity are you using to create the defense against the unreal, unbelievable, fantastic, and phenomenal life and living you're choosing? Everything that is times good sinning, can we destroy and create it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What stupidity are you using to create the defense against the unreal, unbelievable, fantastic, and phenomenal life and reality you're choosing? Everything that is times good sinning, can we destroy and create all?
Yes. Yes.
Right and wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And as long as we're defending against somebody else, or towards somebody else, or for somebody else, or for real, or against real, or against normal, we're defending against the possibility in the space where we could choose the unreal, phenomenal, fantastic, unbelievable life and living we could truly be. So, what physical actualization of a unreal, unbelievable, fantastic, and phenomenal reality beyond this reality are you now capable of generating and creating and instituting? And everything that doesn't allow that, can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right around your back, put and poke all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. Cool. You have a question? Was that a question?
Yeah.
That was the question?
What the fuck is happening?
What the fuck is happening? With you?
I was gone the whole time.
Okay, cool. Then we got to you.
Nice, here.
Yeah, I know. So, I hope this gave you some clarity on being different and what would be possible if we were willing to be that. And what we have to look at to create the space where we can choose that. And if you're not willing to be different, controversial, and have other people to judge you, you basically have to define yourself and contract yourself into their reality again. So everywhere we're making everybody else's judgments more real than ourselves. And we destroy our cradle.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, put and poke, all nine shirts, boys and girls. What stupidity are you using to make other people's judgments more real than you are you choosing? That's a great one. Everything that is, that's good seeing. Can we destroy and create all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, put and poke, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds.
No.
Okay, let's have a short break. And then we start up again.